You're listening to a podcast from 702. 702.
Comment. I presume you saw yesterday the resignation of Makosi Khoza from the ANC and a lot of talk about her starting her own political party. And before that, there was the idea of Thuli Madonsela starting her own party or joining the DA or something like that. And as someone who watches our politics, there's something I've noticed that happens. And there's this sort of dynamic, and it occurs again and again and again. And it goes like this. A person who's related to the ANC or is a part of it, so it could be Makosi Khoza or Sipho Phadjana or Thuli Madonsela, they come along and they become very critical in public of President Jacob Zuma. And then people in the middle classes, the suburbs, they all get excited because they don't like President Jacob Zuma. And they say, let's support this person. Let's get behind them. Let's get them to join this party. Let's get them to do this. But there's also a fatal flaw here for me, which is that none of these people have what I would call their own political constituency, people who will defend them no matter what. So if I do something wrong, Tsego will hopefully defend me no matter what. They don't have a Tsego. And Tsego, you know, has me, and that's the way it works. We have our constituency. But there's a lesson that President Jacob Zuma has taught us well over the years. He always had the strong political constituency behind him in KwaZulu-Natal, and it supported him no matter what. Now look what happens when that political constituency starts to fall apart. And that's what's happened in KZN. I mean, there's a link between what's happened in KZN and court this and case that and judgment what next and what's happening around President Jacob Zuma. So people might be excited about Makosi Khoza, and I wish her luck with whatever she decides to do. But remember all of the people before her who decided to take on Zuma without a natural constituency. And remember the best example of all, Mamphele Ramphele. She was going to change our politics and transform things and make a difference. And I'm reminded of what Helen Ziller said of Ramphele when she said, I offered her the moon and the stars and she ended up with a shack in Pofada. That was Helen Ziller's comment. So if you start your own party, you start your own movement without a natural constituency, even if you go to another party without a natural constituency, you'll end up in exactly the same way.